Hello, this is a message coming from to you from Sittingbourne Baptist Church on behalf of the youth ministry. My name is Kuda. I'm one of the leaders that teach in the youth ministry, and I'm also one of the deacons in Sittingbourne Baptist Church. So I'd like to invite you to sit back and listen, and hopefully this will substitute a little bit of the time we should be meeting together as a church and as a youth team during this difficult time with the restrictions to movement and everything else. So this broadcast is suitable for kids in that would be attending The Way, which is kids aged 11 to 18. So I hope you enjoy it. The first thing we're going to be talking about today, this broadcast is aimed for the 22nd of March, which is Mother's Day. So our focus today will be thinking about mothers and just like what we would normally have been talking about during a normal Sunday school session at the church. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to play a game where you have to guess the name of this mother from the Bible. So the clues, there are six clues, and you should award yourself marks if you get the answer right with the first clue. You get six marks, and the first clue is that this was the mother of a great man. This mother was the mother of a great man. So what name do you think that mother is? Which mother in the Bible do you think that was? You can write your answers down if you think. It's just for fun. So just to challenge yourself. So that would have been for 6 points. For 5 points, this mother did not expect to get pregnant. For 5 points, this mother did not expect to get pregnant. Right. For 4 points, this mother's son spoke to people that did not always want to listen. So who do you think that could be? For 4 points, this mother spoke to people, this son spoke to people who did not always want to listen. For 3 points, this son had disciples who followed his teachings. The son had disciples who followed his teachings. So what do you think his mother's name was? For 2 points, because you've had lots of clues now, this son lived in the desert and ate honey. This son lived in the desert and ate honey. And that is for 2 points. If you haven't got it by now and you still don't know who the mother is, this clue might just do it for you. For 1 point only, this mother's son's name was John. This mother's son's name was John. So who do you think the mother is? If you've thought or written down that it's Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, then you are correct. Well done. So it was just for fun, just to get your brain thinking as we get ready. So we're going to be thinking and talking about mothers and all the things they do. They do quite a lot of different jobs for us. And they really can be a great blessing. Sometimes we have mothers that are the people that gave birth to us, and they are our actual physical mothers. Or we have people around us that act like mothers, and they are just as valuable, really. And they should be just as appreciated at Mother's Day, in celebrations. Of course, Mother's Day should not just be a day of celebrating mothers. We should appreciate and celebrate our mothers every day or all our lives. We should appreciate what they do. I do have a little word search that if you send an email to youth@sbc.church.co.org.uk, I can email that to you. And it's a word search, just simply looking at some of the jobs that mothers do for us. And on that list, it's got things like cleaner, maybe cleaning the house, maybe cleaning your room, driver, taking you from one place to the next, nurse. Our mothers look after us by nursing us and looking after us when we're ill. And I certainly hope none of you are ill at this time, but if you are, you might have your mother or someone who acts like a mother around you to look after you. Cook. Our mothers cook for us to provide nourishment for our bodies. Housekeeper. They look after the house, whether that's making sure you've got the right supplies or that somebody is providing the right supplies for you. Banker. They might give you money or make sure money is paid and goes in the right places, like paying bills or for school trips and things like that. Teacher, there's a lot to be learned from mothers, whether that's intentionally sitting you down and helping you with homework or schoolwork, or just from the things they do that you can see and you can learn from them. Our mothers can be advisors. They can help us to think things through and to think what would be a good idea and what wouldn't be. So they can help us to see life from a different perspective, a much older perspective, so that you get good ideas. They can be a judge, especially if you have siblings or other people close to you or close friends that maybe things happen between you and them and you need somebody to be a judge, to give a fair opinion of, you know, whether things are going right or wrong, and even to dish out punishment as needed. Like if you were not behaving well at school, then they might judge that you need to have your Xbox or other things taken off you for some time. Our mothers are carers for us, and they care for different stages of our lives. We need different amount of attention and care. So we should really appreciate our mothers, because this is just a list of a few of the jobs they do. And why does a mother do that? Why do mothers do all the jobs they do? Well, there could be lots of different reasons, but on the basis and the underlying reason for that could be the love that they have for us, that they care for us, and they show it in some of these jobs that they do for us. And I would say, as a mother myself, it's not hard. Usually, it's not hard to show love to your child, and it's not hard to spend time doing things for your child. And there are certain times in your life where you get some appreciation and sometimes you don't. But it doesn't change the amount of effort you're putting in to raising your child or to giving them the love they need at different stages. So a mother's love can be seen to always be strong and always run true. Unfortunately, as life would have it, there might sometimes be times when that love is not always shown the way it is, you know. Sometimes people are not able to show the love they should for their children for one reason or the other. Or they might not be close to their child physically. They might be living in different countries. Some children are adopted, so they are not with their actual maternal mum, but, you know, the person who gave birth to them. But God is always faithful. He always provides for people when they have needs. And sometimes if you need a mother or a mother figure, God will provide someone in your life who you can appreciate for the things that they have done for you. I've sent out 4 Mother's Day cards this year. 1 to my own mum, who is still alive. 1 to my mother-in-law, who is also still alive and has definitely shown me a lot of love as a mother. 1 to an aunt of mine, who's been very, very helpful in bringing up my children and giving them advice and showing them that different perspective, and buttressing some of the things I've had to tell my children. Then she's come alongside and sort of reinforced it. And my mother's sister, another aunt who is very close to us, and although she tries to be a bit standoffish, you can always tell the love she has for my children, because Christmas time, birthdays, she never forgets to send them a card, sometimes with a little bit of money in there. And if we go and visit her, although she's not overly friendly, she always makes sure we leave with something. So I can definitely see the love I get from her. And although she's not my biological mother, she definitely has shown love in her own way, to show that she loves me. And there are a lot of other ways that people that are mothers to us can show the love they have for us. It's not only in the things that they do, but also their characteristics sometimes show us how much they love us. So other things that mothers do that are not on the works word search that I have is that they show love. They show respect, hopefully. They show this maybe in lots of different little ways, like letting you have your own time to yourself without bothering you all the time. Or they might knock on your door when they want to come into your room. Or they, you know, just giving you your own space is respecting you. They might show other ways of caring for you rather than providing food. They might be concerned about how your day was, or they might ask how your friends are. And they just, you know, just care about other areas of your life apart from your physical needs. Kindness. Mothers can show a lot of kindness to us. They can, you know, when it's not your birthday or there's no special reason, they can give you things that make you feel good. They can have a lot of patience. I think mothers need to have a lot of patience with their children, because sometimes as children, we can be very immature. We can be very tiring or very trying. And maybe we don't do the things we're supposed to do, or we forget. And mothers can be very patient in teaching us some lessons. And as my kids have grown older, I've definitely tried to make a point of making sure they don't get away with the things they used to get away with. And if I ask them to put the laundry out and they don't do it, I don't do it for them anymore. I call them back to do it and make sure that they know they have things that they need to do. Our mothers can be generous, as I've said, and they can just be very thoughtful sometimes and give you things that you were not expecting at certain times, or things that you did not know you needed, and they would have thought ahead for you to make sure that you have all the things that you need. So mothers, there's a lot we can appreciate about our mums, and I would like to suggest, especially during this time of confinement, when we're not allowed or not able to go out as much as we might do normally, you could just take a piece of paper, maybe fold it in half, draw a picture on the front, or just write a letter or a note to your mum, just to say, for them specifically, you could say the things that you appreciate about your mum and make it very personal. You know, if they make you pancakes when you want pancakes, or they polish your shoes, or they get your football stuff ready, or they buy the food you like, you know, just little things that might mean a lot to you. Just really think out of the box and just think what those things could be. Because our mothers, usually, most of the time, they're always on duty. They never have a day off. They never take any time to relax or chill or just consider that, oh yeah, I don't have to do the mothering today. I don't have to look after my kids today. They are always on duty. And for most of us, they are the first person we go to if we have any problems or any trouble. Mothers are the people that people call out if they get hurt or they're in difficulties. They want their moms. They want their mom near them. So we should really appreciate them. And I am just sensitive to the fact that not everyone's mom is alive at this time. Not everyone's mom is available or maybe in the same country at the moment. So, you know, we're going to pray at the end of this, and we will be praying for people whose heart might have been broken by their moms in one way or the other. Just like any human being, sometimes moms say they're going to do something and they might forget, or they might not do it, or they might not be able to do it for some reason. And that can really disappoint us. But we should also look at what the Bible says about moms. And in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, the Bible says, "Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord God is giving you." And it's one of the Ten Commandments, and it's the only commandment that has a promise. It tells you, do this thing, and this is what you'll get out of it. And we know that God honors his word. He honors his promises. And this verse tells us that if we honor our father and mother, we will live a long, full life. I would like that. I would like to have a long, full life. And for different people, it's going to mean different things. Honoring your father and mother is going to mean something different to each and every one of us. Maybe it's doing your chores when you've been asked to, or doing your homework, or not being on your phone a lot of the time, you know, as much as you would like, or not playing on your game. Honoring your mother is going to mean different things to different people. So you have to think what that means to you. What is the personal impact that will be for you? And then even the promise has different implications. A long, full life might mean good health. It might mean a good job. It might mean better grades at school. It could be lots of different things. And when you pray about this, I want you to personalize it and say, Lord, I am honoring my mother by listening to her, making her a cup of tea, whatever things you feel led that will honor your mother. And then ask God that when you give me this long, full life, this is what I would like. I would like to have good friends around me that I can trust. I would like to have a job that I'm happy at. I would like to be happy going to school. I would like physical health. What does the long, full life mean to you personally? So we've really just looked at the things that our mothers do for us, the things that we are grateful to them for. And we really should try and show them some way of being grateful. And don't just feel restricted to Mother's Day or Mothering Sunday. Try and do it on a weekly basis even, or a monthly basis. And do something to surprise your mom through the year, because they work for you through the year. They don't work for you just to get something out of you for Mother's Day, or to get a nice card or a nice note or a meal out. So with the restrictions that we have now with movement, it's going to be difficult to take moms out for meals. So you have to really think outside the box and think what you can do to show your mom that appreciation. And don't forget the memory verse, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, says, honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land that the Lord God is giving you. So I hope that has really helped to focus your time and focus your attention on your mom and the wonderful things she does as we celebrate Mothering Sunday, not just for the 22nd of March 2020, but every day, really, every moment, appreciating what they've done for us. And if you do have any difficulties with communication with moms or whatever, why don't you get in touch at youth@sbc-church.org.uk and send an email out if there's anything that you'd like to talk about, anything that has touched your heart from this, and I'll definitely make sure someone will reply. And if you want to put your phone number for someone to contact you, then use the same email. I'll say it for the third time, and I'm sure this time it will be right. youth@sbc-church.org.uk. So before we finish off, let us just pray. Lord, we thank you for mothers, and we thank you for all that they do for us. Thank you for giving them to us, because even the film tells us that Mars needs, even Martians need mothers. And we that have mothers, or people that are mothers to us, we thank you for them and all the work they do to raise us and to support us. And we pray for those that don't have mothers or whose mothers are not doing some of the things they should do for them. We pray that you will bless us all with wisdom, and you'll bless us all with your love and provisions. And whatever way that comes to us at this time, Lord, you will help us to remember that there are mothers out there that love us and that pray for us and that want us to see us growing and developing closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I hope that has been helpful. I hope it has been thoughtful, and that you will find something that will help you to change, grow closer to God, grow closer to your mother, and enjoy the time that you have at home. And if there is anything you need, get in touch with the church or send an email out, and we'll get back to you and just talk. So do stay blessed and stay strong, because through all of this with the virus and everything else, God is still on the throne. He still has a plan, and he still loves us a lot. Bye.